ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 1 Nihongo Dojo Meet the Parents. Hi, my name is Peter Galante, and I'm joined by
Naomi Kanbe.
This series is a continuation of the previous Nihongo Dojo Newbie Series, 50 lessons covering the fundamentals of Japanese. Now, if you haven't heard this series, we strongly recommend you go back and start with that series, as this series is a continuation of that series. Right, Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
Now, if you haven't heard this series, if it seems daunting, it's really not. The lessons go quick. Also, another option could be listening along while you listen to this series. In the first few lessons of this series, we cover a lot of the vocabulary, grammar, and concepts covered in the previous 50 lessons. So listen simultaneously or just start with this series. This series will progress in a linear fashion with each lesson building on the previous one. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what are we talking about today?
Self-introductions.
And how will we be introducing that today?
Our new main character, Haruya Ozora, is introducing himself.
Who is he introducing himself to?
To everybody.
So it's a prologue.
Hi, そうですね。
He's addressing the audience. And as he's addressing the audience, he'll be speaking what kind of Japanese?
Polite Japanese.
So in our very first lesson, we'll have a prologue from
Ozora Haruya.
His last name being
Ozora.
First name?
Haruya.
Now, we have a bonus track.
Ah, right.
That you can come by JapanesePod101.com and get. And in the bonus track, we have another self-introduction of a person very important to our main character. But we'll find out about that in just a few seconds. So, Naomi-sensei, shall we have a listen?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
皆さん、こんにちは。はじめまして。大空春也と申します。出身は東京都足立区です。家族は母が一人。父はいません。有名ではありませんが、プロボクサーです。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。今年、彼女と結婚します。彼女の名前は、天童美優です。千葉県成田市出身です。明日、美優の家族と会います。緊張します。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
皆さん、こんにちは。はじめまして、大空春也と申します。出身は東京都足立区です。家族は母が一人、父はいません。有名ではありませんが、プロボクサーです。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。今年、彼女と結婚します。彼女の名前は、天童美優です。千葉県成田市出身です。明日、美優の家族と会います。緊張します。
今度は英語が入ります。
皆さん、こんにちは。はじめまして。大空春也と申します。
Hi everyone, nice to meet you. My name is 大空春也。
出身は東京都足立区です。
My hometown is the Adachi Ward in Tokyo Prefecture.
家族は母が一人。父はいません。
As for my family, my mother is the only one. My father is gone.
有名ではありませんが、プロボクサーです。
I'm not famous, but I'm a professional boxer.
どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。
Please be kind to me.
今年、彼女と結婚します。
This year, I'm gonna marry my girlfriend.
彼女の名前は、天童美優です。
My girlfriend's name is 天童美優。
千葉県成田市出身です。
Her hometown is in Narita City in Chiba Prefecture.
明日、美優の家族と会います。
Tomorrow, I'll meet Miu's family.
緊張します。
I'm nervous.
Naomi-sensei, 素晴らしいアイディアです。What a great idea. I really like how you basically took self-introductions and introduced them in a new way. You know, a lot of times in the books, you see two people going through the basic greetings. But this was a kind of revolutionary. You had him do a prologue and he introduced himself and his fiancée.
Oh, yeah. This lesson will come in handy when you have to introduce yourself in front of a group, such as classroom or office.
And trust me, you will have to do this.
Yeah.
Naomi-san, you know the first time I had to introduce myself was in a church. When I first came to Japan, I went to a church, a local church. And basically, the priest pointed to me and said, please stand up and introduce yourself to the congregation.
Ah, I see.
And I basically said, like, exactly what's here. 皆さん、こんにちは。はじめまして。ゲランテ・ピーターと申します。When I said, 申します, they were all kind of like, they gasped. Why would they do that?
Because 申します, very polite Japanese.
Yeah, so I guess they didn't expect that I knew that.
たぶんね。
And that was it. I think I didn't get the 出身, but I think we're going to cover that later in the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But just a quick little story on the relevance of this conversation. If you come to Japan...And that was just the first of many times I had to stand up and introduce myself. So.
Oh, yeah. And when you have to introduce yourself in Japanese, you might feel or you will feel nervous, right? In that case, you can say, 緊張です!とか、緊張します!
Which is also in the conversation.
Yeah.
Yes. I could have used that expression because, とても緊張. Like, I was really kind of nervous. I had only been in Japan about a week.
Oh, wow.And if you found 緊張 is way too difficult, you can just say ドキドキ this, the heart beating sound.
And that is actually from the bonus track.
Right.
So lots of useful phrases today. And I think Naomi-san, who actually penned this lesson, did a very good job of making the male and female speaker introducing the same prologue. So be sure to get the bonus track at JapanesePod101.com. Okay, Naomi-san, let's move on to the vocabulary. First word.
出身
Person's origin, hometown, country.
出身出身
Next.
プロボクサ
ー Professional boxer.
プロボクサー プロボクサ
ー Next.
彼女
She, her, girl, girlfriend.
彼女彼女
Next.
結婚する
To marry.
結婚する結婚する
Next.
会う
To meet.
会う
Next.
今年
This year.
今年今年
Next.
緊張する
To feel nervous.
緊張する緊張する
Now, Naomi-sensei, we covered a lot of locations in the prologue.
Oh, yeah.
So, Haruya is from Adachi Ward in Tokyo.
はい
And Miyu is from Narita in Chiba.
そうです The reason I chose Adachi Ward for Haruya's hometown was just because I wanted to introduce the kanji. That's all.
And what's so special about the kanji?
Leg and to stand up. So it's a basic level kanji. So I just wanted to introduce.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, so if you see the PDF, if you're looking at the PDF, you can really get a good idea because there's two kanji together. So cover one and then look at it, then switch. And you can see that it is a very interesting kanji combination. Leg and stand.
Yeah, stand with your legs.
And what about the other place we covered?
Yeah, that famous or notorious Narita.
The gateway to Japan.
そうですね。It's not the best gateway. But...
well, it's nice and all. It's just so far out.
そうね。It takes about an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah, it's pretty far out there. 遠いですね。
Yeah.
Okay, now let's take a closer look at some of the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
じゃあ First of all, let's take a look at
申します。
Which is the humble form of?
言います。
To say. Now, this was covered in 日本語道場 Style You and Beyond, the second half of the newbie series, lesson number 17. If you remember that lesson, we're reinforcing that here, okay? So, how was it introduced in the conversation?
大空春也と申します。
So, we have a name, a full name, followed by?
と。
It's a particle used here as kind of quotations, followed by?
申します。
Which is the polite form of?
申す。
Which is the humble form of?
言う。
To say. Just to go over it one more time, the humble form is a way for the speaker to express a higher degree of politeness. And in Japanese, there are two ways to do this. You can increase or raise the position of the listening parties, or you can lower your position. And in the humble language, you lower your position. So using 申します, you're lowering your position in context to the listener. So it's kind of like, I'm getting down on my knees.
そうですね。
And so just picture now me and I meeting for the first time, and then I get down on my knees. That's what it's kind of like using 申します. And one more point I want to make here. Can we have the example from the conversation one more time?
大空春也と申します。
So here we have last name, 大空, and first name,
春也.
Last name, first name, followed by, quotation particle,
と,
followed by,
申します.
Very, very polite way. Extremely polite. Great for business situations to introduce yourself. And again, it's last name first. When I introduced myself in the past, I used to put my first name followed by my last name. Pita Gerante と申します. But recently, I started to reverse the order.
Ah, そうですね. I realized that.
So,
Gerante Pita と申します.
Kind of a Japanese, 日本式, Japanese style. And it kind of works out okay, but sometimes it doesn't because the Japanese think that my first name
comes the first.
So they then reverse it again, so.
So, Gerante-san, Gerante-san, みたいな.
So it's interesting, but just wanted to touch on that, the name order.
And after you told your name, if it's your first time to meet somebody, after you say your name, you have to say, Dozo yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Yeah, which is, again, quite polite. The dozo in there is very polite. Mm. Today is a very polite lesson.
そうですね。
And again, remember, it's context. He's addressing the listeners. He's addressing you directly. And that's why he's being so polite. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what's the focus of today's lesson?
出身.
Hometown.
そうですね。Which we've already covered in a previous Nihongo Dojo lesson, but today we'd like to introduce two ways to describe your hometown.
Okay, and what do we have first?
出身は東京都足立区です。
I'm from, or my hometown is, Adachi Ward in Tokyo.
Or you could say, 東京都足立区出身です。
Same meaning. My hometown is Adachi Ward of Tokyo. Or my hometown is Adachi Ward in Tokyo. It's just, the particle usage here is just different. What do we have for the first time through?
私の。
Here we have the possessive particle, no. 私の, my.
出身.
Hometown.
は?
Topic marking particle, so it's kind of like, my hometown?
東京都足立区です.
Adachi Ward in Tokyo.
Is.
Is. So, my hometown is Adachi Ward in Tokyo. The second one we have?
私は.
Here, the topic is I.
東京都足立区出身.
Tokyo, Adachi Ward, hometown. So, I, or in this case, probably better suited, me, hometown is me, Adachi Ward, Tokyo, hometown. Naomi-sensei, which one do you use more often?
I think I use the second one, 千葉出身です. If somebody asks me where I'm from, I might say, 出身は千葉です.
But when you introduce yourself?
千葉出身です。
So can you just go through your introduction?
うん。こんにちは、はじめまして。神戸直美と申します。千葉出身です。ピーターさんは？
そうですね。こんにちは、はじめまして。ゲランテ・ピーターと申します。ニューヨーク出身です。よろしくお願いします。 It's a lot to say.
Yeah.
Now, again, this is extremely, extremely polite.
But good phrases to know.
Very good. So I think your teacher would be shocked if you use this in the classroom.
Yeah, definitely.
So teachers, business meetings, if you're coming to Japan on business, this is absolutely great. Now, inside the PDF of nice detailed explanation about this, also the bonus track, you definitely want to stop by and get the bonus track. Everything is listed there inside the PDF. And as this is the first lesson, it's really a good chance to take advantage of everything JapanesePod101.com has to offer. So you can start, go into the learning center, take all the quizzes associated with the lessons, because really it helps reinforce it. If you have 10 or 15 minutes a day, that's all it takes to reinforce what you listen to, really the difference will come clear very fast. Okay, that is going to do it for today.
じゃあ皆さん、これからよろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
皆さん、こんにちは。はじめまして。大空春也と申します。出身は東京都足立区です。家族は母が一人。父はいません。有名ではありませんが、プロボクサーです。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。今年、彼女と結婚します。彼女の名前は、天童美優です。千葉県成田市出身です。明日、美優の家族と会います。緊張します。